There are different ways to describe our life on earth. One way is to say that we are wayfarers on our journey to heaven. Another way is to see us as pilgrims in exile, waiting to come to our own homeland. Our ultimate destination and our true home is elsewhere. It's not here right now. It's in heaven, before God face to face. And this journey is not only a physical journey, but a spiritual one. It's primarily spiritual. This involves a prayer life, which develops and strengthens our relationship with God. Attending this holy hour shows that we are taking care of our souls on this spiritual journey. It's the life of sacraments, receiving grace, and sharing in God's divine life on earth that will eventually bear fruit in heaven. But we need help on this spiritual journey. There are many dangers on this journey from within and from without. We cannot always avoid evil, whether it be physical evil, such as cancer, or moral evil, such as the actions by other humans that attack us, possibly, for an example. Our wayward passions also make us weak. We sin. We all sin. And even demons, yes, they do exist, these bad angels, try to prevent us from reaching our heavenly destination, our homeland, and they can instigate us to sin. And so we receive help from mysterious creatures, these angels, the good angels, who in their first act as creatures, when they were created by God, they chose charity. It was an act of love for God. Matthew chapter 18 proves their existence. These are the words of Christ. "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father." Traditionally, angels are divided into what is called nine choirs. And this hierarchy is based on nine names of ranks of angels that are found in sacred scripture. This coming Sunday, we celebrate, October 2nd, the Feast of the Guardian Angels. It's suppressed, of course, because it falls on a Sunday. But these angels come from the lowest choir, and they are assigned to each person for protection and guidance. So every human that existed apparently has a guardian angel from the moment of conception until death. And these spiritual creatures surround us with their watchful care and intercession. And these guardian angels are the ones that we're most familiar with because they're the ones who communicate with us or interact with us, whether we know it or not. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Archangels, Raphael, Gabriel, and Michael. They are of the second lowest rank of angels, and they are entrusted with delivering important messages to humans. Saint Michael is believed to be the angel who delivered God's divine inspiration to Saint John's book of Revelation. And Saint Michael is known as the protector of the church, guarding Mother Church from evil. And of course, St. Michael is known for expelling the rebel angel Lucifer from heaven. St. Gabriel is first mentioned in the book of Daniel and helps Daniel in his mission on earth. But more importantly, he appears to Zechariah and the Blessed Virgin Mary to deliver the greatest message ever, that God will become man. St. Raphael is mentioned in the book of Tobit and delivers Sarah from a demon. How do these angels help us, though, in our daily lives? God, by means of an angel, introduces images and tendencies leading us to do what is right. These are impressions, insights, or suggestions, an idea of doing something that is good and avoiding evil. It can be that simple. But yet, I think rarely, if ever, we know that it comes from an angel. The human intellect can also be enlightened by angels, and this is similar to how one human teaches another. Although angels cannot directly determine acts of the human will, they can push us in the right direction. They can also physically push us out of harm's way. There are different accounts of people who were saved from being crushed by a car, and they felt someone or something pushing them out of the way. Also, if Saint Michael and the heavenly host can expel Satan and his minions out of heaven, the archangels can certainly fight against demons tormenting our world and protect us from harm. We may not see them, we may never hear them, or feel their presence, or even know the name of our guardian angel, but by faith we believe that they exist. Christ said so. I think of the past few months or so, I don't remember, we've been beginning to say the prayer, this is St. Michael the Archangel. This is a perfect way to ask for his intercession to protect us, and also to say the guardian angel prayer as well. So on this night, let us pray together for angelic help in our daily lives as wayfarers on our spiritual journey to heaven. So if you know the guardian angel prayer, please say it along with me. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom his love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to right and guard, to rule and guide. Amen.